Something which should have been missing was there. Chapter 32. "You look like you've seen a ghost," Zebra said. She had forced me to sit down in the atrium and drink something hot and sweet and nondescript. "You can't begin to imagine." "What was so bad, Tanner? It must have been something you were expecting, or you wouldn't have asked the Mixmaster to give you the scan. Let's say fearing rather than expecting, shall we?" I didn't know where or when to begin, or even with whom. Ever since arriving around Yellowstone, my memories had been damaged, and I'd had the added complication of the indoctrinal virus to deal with. The virus had given me unwelcome glimpses into the psyche of Sky Houseman, and yet at the same time aspects of my own past had begun to come back into focus. Who I was, what I was doing, why I wanted to kill Ryvich. All of those things, disturbing as they'd been, I could have come to terms with. But it hadn't stopped there. It hadn't even stopped when I started thinking and feeling my way through Sky's past. Vouchsafed secrets no one else knew about his crimes. Nor had it stopped when I started having confused thoughts about Geeta, remembering her from Kaweya's viewpoint rather than my own. Even that I could have begun to rationalize, with some effort. Contamination of my own memories by Kaweya's? Well, it was possible. Memories could be recorded and transferred, after all. I couldn't begin to imagine why some of Kaweya's experiences should have become intermingled with my own, but it wasn't unthinkable that it had happened. But the truth that I was beginning to glimpse, was more disturbing than that. I wasn't even wearing the right body. "It isn't easy to explain," I said. Zebra answered in a hiss. "People don't just walk into Mixmaster parlors and ask to be scanned for internal tissue damage. Not unless they half expect to find something." "No, I stopped. Had I imagined it, or had I just seen that face again, near the mingling crowds around Methuselah? Perhaps now I was really hallucinating, pushed over the edge by what the Mixmaster had shown me. Perhaps it was my destiny to see Ryvich everywhere I looked now, no matter what the circumstances. Tanner?" I dared not look any deeper into the crowd. "There should have been something there," I said, "a wound which should have been present, but wasn't. Something which happened to me once. It was healed. But nothing heals that perfectly." "What type of wound?" "My memories tell me I lost a foot. I can tell you exactly how it happened, exactly how it felt, but there's no sign of the injury." "Well, the regrowth procedure must have been very sophisticated." "What about the other wound, then? A wound the man I was working for sustained at the same time. He took a beam weapon discharge right through him, Zebra. That showed up."
"You're losing me, Tanner."
She looked around, her gaze catching on something or someone for an instant before returning to me.
"Are you trying to tell me you're not who you think you are?"
"I'm giving it some serious consideration, let's say that much." I waited a moment, then added, "You've seen him too, haven't you?"
"What?"
"Ryvich. I just saw him. For a moment I thought I might be imagining him. But I wasn't, was I?" Zebra opened her mouth to say something, a denial, quick and fluid, but it just didn't come. Her veneer had cracked.
"Everything I told you is true," she said quietly, when words returned.
"I'm not working for him anymore. But you're right. You did just see him." After a pause, she said, "Except that isn't really Ryvich." I nodded. I'd half guessed the truth already. "Allure?"
"Something like that, yes."
She consulted her tea. "You knew there'd be time for him to change.